Welcome to the Practice Profit System podcast. Do you own a cash-based practice? Are you looking to start one? Tired of working endless hours and still not making enough money? Want to fire your insurance company? Then you're going to love our podcast. Each episode is full of insights and proven strategies to grow your practice to seven figures and more, allowing you to take more time off, make more money, and no longer have to take insurance reimbursements. Plus, get a free copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, where I detail my entire journey to creating my own seven-figure practice. Just go to www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. You just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling, and you'll also get over $1,197 in free bonuses. That's www.srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Now, on to our show. All right. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good evening. Whatever it is where you are, this is Matt Galogli, and welcome to the Practice Profit System, your weekly podcast for doctors that want to transform the revenues of their medical practices, do it quickly while taking a lot more time off. We got a great one today for you. We have my longtime friend, former business partner, Bob Rigneris on the line, calling in from the south side of Chicago, as we like to say, is with Beat Stories. And today we're going to be talking about how to turn your stories into sales. But Bob, we always talk about this all the time, right? Storytelling. So, you know, this is a big thing that I tell people to do all the time is, look, you need to be out there. It's one of the key components of growing your practice. You can't just be dependent on running ads on Facebook or just having a single way. People want to connect with you emotionally, and that's why we have Bob. So, Bob, what is Feed Stories? Tell us why stories are so important.
Yeah, so Feed Stories started on the sidewalk outside of Facebook headquarters in 2016. So I think people might remember, or they don't. It's hard to say, but you and I talked about Facebook a few months ago. I co-wrote a book with Perry Marshall on Facebook ads. So like that's been what I had been working on since 2013. I got invited to a meeting at Facebook headquarters in Austin in September 2016. And I thought I'd be like there to learn about like what's new with Facebook ads. What I found out was I learned what Facebook and Instagram were really going to be doing, which was moving everything to video. Every presentation was like, our platform is switching to video. We're going to prioritize video. Video is going to be a key component of everything we do. So I'm not stupid. I went, okay, this is a big deal. I went outside and I called Brandon. Now, Matt, we were part of the glorious purge of 2008, 2009 when we were working together and all our clients went bankrupt. And, Brandon was one of the people that had collateral damage. He worked for us. Brandon and I remained friends. We helped each other kind of get by. But Brandon is a graphic artist, he's a copywriter, and he's a videographer. And I said, Brandon, like, this is what I just heard. And he understood it right away. And we essentially agreed, like, we're going to start a video company from the sidewalk of Austin, Texas. And we've been cranking
up. Wait, so there wasn't a business plan? You didn't do a business plan? Did you run a pro forma at all?
You know that's not the way we do things. This was totally ad hoc. And yeah, so we struggled for the first year. Like everybody was like, yeah, video, right? So you know how the pioneers, like the pioneers take the arrows and the settlers get rich. It felt like that for a little bit. We started to get some traction in 2018 and in 2019, and then COVID hit and we took off because we invested in remote video services. And so now we had the ability to do video over the internet, which is like what everybody is doing now. So needless to say, we had everything in place and we were as busy, if not, those are the busiest 3 months in our company's history, was April, May, and June of 2020, which was incredible. And we've been cranking ever since. So
it's like with our doctors, all of a sudden they're like, oh my God, I can do telemedicine and I can wear shorts at home and have like a nice top. Like basically they've got a button down shirt. They got their white coat, their stethoscope, and they got like sweatpants on underneath. Right. Like this is the greatest thing in the world. I'm making more money. I'm getting paid more in my telemedicine appointments during COVID. And they're like, all their businesses went like this. So yeah, COVID's been an interesting time in a lot of ways.
Yeah. It shifted a lot of people, but it was funny. Even the company that we use for our technology was struggling. Like they were down to their last like 6 months of working capital. And then all of a sudden things hit and like, boom, they took off. I think they got like 30 million more in investment capital soon after COVID hit. But the idea is this, is that, going back 5-6 years now, all the major players really were emphasized. You know, Google made an enormous investment to buy YouTube, right? Mm-hmm. And now we have the explosion of things like TikTok and Reels, and everything is video-based. And now video is part of the culture. And if you have been putting off video, you're essentially behind the eight ball. Video is prioritized on the internet. Video is how people consume information. Unfortunately, people don't read as much, but it's mostly out of convenience because everybody consumes content on their phones. Who wants to be reading a bunch of stuff on their phones? So video is the way you connect with your audience. And we learned during COVID just how important like facial content, like we weren't in the presence of people, but we really crave, like we're talking on Zoom. We could easily record this over the phone, but like you get more of an emotional connection. You have a deeper conversation with somebody where you can like read their body language and feed off each other's energy. Like that's what people are looking for. You know, it's a weird economy right now. Some people are like way up, some people are way down. But what we're finding is that the currency that has really paid off during COVID, and I think will continue for the next decade or more, is trust. That is the biggest thing here. And so if you're in a high trust environment, medical, like you're trusting, like if your patients are trusting you with their health and their life, like they really need to connect with you in order to put that trust in you. And outside of a face-to-face visit, video is, to me, the way to connect with your potential patients out there.
Yeah. So let's dive into that, because I think this is great, because, you know, we were talking beforehand and, you know, I really push my doctors, the more video you can create. And my doctors that have a lot of success where their patients are walking in the door, ready, willing, and able to buy, are the ones that are doing video. Right? I mean, we knew this from, remember that, you know, way back in the day. And for context, by the way, Bob and I have known each other since about 2005. You know, we've, like I said, we were former business partners, and Brandon did a lot of work for me in my clinics, actually. He was my web guy and all that. So this whole concept of people are, how are people doing their research before they come in to a place? Let's talk about that, because I think that's a really important thing for people to understand.
Yeah, and we've had a number of medical professionals. We do a lot of dentists, and the one thing that we always get back is it's really cool for them that when a patient walks into the office for the first time, they feel like they've already been there. They feel like they already know the dentist. So that's like an amazing thing for them, because a lot of medical professionals spend a lot of money on marketing, and it's really kind of hit or miss getting those patients in the door and then converting them like to a paying client. That's a huge undertaking. And when you could like eliminate a lot of the like just the busy work of trying to get to know somebody, when somebody walks into your practice, whether it's a virtual practice or in person, and they already know you, and they already have a level of trust with you, like the close rate is through the roof, all right? Like I said, I think the biggest currency that people are trading and looking for, not crypto, I think it's trust. I really think it's trust. And so when you have a lot of options, who do you think you're going to go with? Are you going to go with the person where like they're jamming you with ads, or the one that's giving you a lot of content? So we're finding is that it's not just like, oh, I ran a Facebook ad and got a client. No, it's I'm running Facebook ads. I have a YouTube channel. I've got a blog. I'm doing a lot of things. And what you'll find if you look into your analytics, people are all over the place. You can't just track one lead source anymore, right? You're like, you can see that they've consumed YouTube content. You see that they've read this stuff on your blog. And in a number of projects we're working on, we're seeing people spend 5, 10, 15 minutes on a site. Like in the age of where seconds are valuable and you can get somebody to spend minutes, that's an eternity in the internet. And so what we're finding is people are going to the internet, they're asking questions and they're looking for solutions. So it's perfect for your clients, Matt, is that they deliver solutions to problems. And when somebody goes to the Google, somebody goes to the YouTube, they are looking to solve problems. So the more content you can put in front of them that is problem-solving content, those roads lead back to you. And now you have somebody that will put their life in your hands literally, and you get to serve them.
let's talk about this a little bit deeper. So are we talking about videos that show them doing a blood draw on a procedure or like an injection into a knee? Like, what are these videos covering when you say strategic storytelling?
Yeah. So I'll break it down into what we think. There's kind of four main types of videos that every business should have. So we'll use the word practice for your clients, Matt. So The first thing you need is a video that kind of talks about who you are. So we call that the big why video. People are really interested in like why you do what you do. So all of us have some sort of origin story, some sort of like what motivates me. A lot of people, Matt, will interview and do these big why videos, and they'll have an amazing reason why they're in this medical field, or they're doing financial planning, or they're selling, you know, whatever on a Shopify store. There's always usually something where it's like, this drove me to this. There's also kind of motivation, like I've always been wired for this. I've always known. So that video is not something you're going to advertise, but it's something that people will go to. But it's good for you to sit down and to be able to articulate your story. When you can sit down and tell people why you do what you do, it creates this, I don't know, it's an emotional thing. When you hear Matt, when you talk to somebody and they kind of tell you why they got into the business, like it's interesting, it's emotional. Now, I told you at the top of the interview how I started Feed Stories. It's a cool story. Right? Mm-hmm. It's not like I had this epiphany, like the heavens opened up and woo, you're going to do video. No, it was, I was doing what I was doing. And I heard one of the biggest companies on the planet talk about what they were going to prioritize. And I'm like, I need to be in that. Like, I need to help people do that. So, yeah, it's not like we're like this, you know, it's this, I had cancer, I was cured, and now I'm like bringing this, you know, it's an origin story. It's interesting. People like to hear that, and it humanizes me, right? You know, the fact that you and I are talking about, yeah, we were business partners, and we did, like, that type of stuff humanizes you. Like, so often, like, a business is so, like, unhuman, and what we're trying to do is humanize you. So, like, you're a person. You're a person that, you know, you talk about your family, maybe you talk about the charities you're involved in. Those are the types of things that you want to have in that video. But first of all, before you're going to get somebody there, you need to get their attention. And this is where a lot of people make mistakes, is that they are jamming ads into Facebook and other places, and they're trying to sell right away. And that's a huge mistake.
Yeah, I agree.
All you're trying to do at the top of funnel, top of funnel meaning cold traffic, they're not aware of who you are, is we are signaling, we're building awareness. That's the only thing we're trying to get at that stage. What you are going to do at the top of your funnel is you are going to go broadcast a solution to a problem. You're going to essentially agitate a problem. You're not going to talk about the solution. You're going to hint at the fact that you can solve this, but you should be sifting and sorting people that have the problem that you solve and those that don't. What you really want to see at the top of funnel is a small number of people over here that you could help, and then get rid of the rest of the people that you can't. Like, everybody thinks like volume is your friend. It's not. What's your friend is targeting. So if you could target a population, that's all your video should be about, is just signaling like, here's the problem you have. Here's a problem you have. You know, the book you and I have both read, Breakthrough Advertising by Eugene Schwartz, talks about the customer awareness timeline, right? And so you are only going after unaware, problem-aware content at the top of funnel. Then you move them to the third type of video, which is what I call nurturing content. It's middle of funnel. This is where you build in education. This is where you influence. This is where you build rapport. This is where you do things like FAQs. So Matt, if you know you have a doctor that deals with pain, and even better if there's like a specific type of pain they deal with.
Regenerative. Fixing knee pain.
Right?
Yeah, fixing knee pain.
Yep. So all they're going to be hammering at the top of funnel is like, you're not living your best life because you're in pain. And you are essentially calling out to people that like can't golf anymore, can't play with the grandkids, right? They can't make it through a day of work, you know, without you know, popping ibuprofen, right? That's all they're doing top of funnel. Now you want to move them. You want to segregate those. We're targeting them, and now we're moving them into the middle part of the funnel. Now we can start to build influence, right? So we could talk about, hey, here's all the ways you can solve this type of thing. Now, again, you're not talking like, here's exactly how I'm going to solve your problem, but you may talk about the alternatives out there and why this is good and why this is not. You want to talk about some of the success stories that your patients have had. Testimonials are the most powerful thing you could ever do in marketing. And testimonials through video is so key, because now your potential patients are looking at people that are just like them. So imagine a construction worker who's, you know, mid-40s, you know, his knee swells up every day on the job, and he's looking, he's on his phone at lunch, and he sees a video, right, of another construction worker that went into your clinic, got treatment, and is now able to work a pain-free day. Okay, you didn't make any claims, right? You didn't make any claims about like, hey, I can solve all knee pain, but you presented a story from somebody who looks like somebody, right? So that person made an emotional connection through that person's story that I'm just like you, I've got knee pain, I went to Dr. Galogli. Imagine that. I went to Dr. Galogli.
No, we all know that we don't want me treating anybody. My doctors are all clear that I'm not. The only treatment I give is marketing and business advice. That's
there
it.
There you go. So. but imagine, like, so they're talking about the experience they had, right? And then all of a sudden they're seeing videos of different procedures, and you're educating them. Like, you know, is this a painful thing? You know, how many things do I have to do? And so you're teaching them, you're influencing them, you're helping them make choices, right? And then you're making invitations to come in, right? You're giving them calls to action. I call it giving them an off-ramp. So they're on this highway, right? You want to give them off-ramps so that, like, when they're ready to go, how to make it easy for me to, how do I contact you? Do I call? Do I click? You know, you just let them know. All right. And then every business should have a core sales video, right? This is where you kind of make your appeal. You talk about specifically, again, you're going to review. These are the problems I solve. Here's proof that I solve these problems. Here's how I'm going to solve your problem. And here's what to do if you want to get your problem solved. So
now, are you running that sales video like when they come into the office? Are you showing that when they're before they meet with the doctor? Are you showing it pre? You're doing both? How do you use that?
That typically lives on their website. When somebody comes in and like they filled an inquiry form, that video should be there. You should email that to them prior to them coming in. You could be showing it if they're on the fence, if they call for more information. You could have your receptionist say, hey, I'm going to, you know, give them a short link, or can I have your email address? I will send you a link to a video talking about things. You should be playing it in your waiting room if you got a television in there. It should be used in as many places as possible.
Yeah. Okay. You know, it's interesting. In our clinics, we actually started doing this where we would put them into a room after they filled out their paperwork. We'd give them a tablet and they would watch an 8-minute video that was something like that. Who we are, what we do, success stories, what you're going to experience, right?
Yeah.
And then it really transformed it, like, because you imagine an erectile dysfunction clinic, guys are not exactly excited to be there. They're a little nervous, but it would really calm them down a little bit. And it's incredibly powerful. All right, what else are we missing
here? And you know why it's powerful, Matt, is because people are thinking, am I the only one, right?
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I'm not alone. Like, there are others who have this problem. There is a solution, right? There's hope. Like, doctors deliver hope. And, you know, not just doctors, all the clients I work with are in the process of delivering hope. They're delivering pleasure, they're delivering relief from pain. Like, there is a promise of some sort of service. And I think that's key, is like, if you do that, If you're in the business of solving problems, like it's essentially just a really simple formula for getting people to come in, right? So our four videos, Matt, are a big why that lives on your page. You have top of funnel awareness videos that calls out the people that have that problem. You've got nurturing content that warms them up and educates them, and then a sales video that helps close them and help them make and helps them make a decision.
Well, I would bet too that your clients find not only are the sales easier, but then they can start to charge premium prices. Is that something that you see on a regular basis?
Well, yeah, experts get paid more money.
Right.
I mean, specialists get paid more money. So, you know, generalists are really valuable, but they tend to be undervalued. Right. So the more you could set yourself as an expert, the bigger track record you have, the more succinctly and simply from the standpoint of like you make it really clear the problem you could solve and you can have a process and a method for solving their problem. Yeah. You're charging premium prices for sure.
Yep. Because, you know, so many people, we just did an event this weekend for 2 days, Saturday, Sunday. And the big question is, well, gosh, the doctor down the street is charging $800 for a PRP procedure and I'm charging $850 and I feel like I'm losing business. I mean, and this was really what I talked to them about. It's like, that's irrelevant. You know, he or she is selling one procedure. What you're doing is you're providing a solution and you understand that. That's the old Bill Clinton, I feel your pain, right? Yeah. So you're really, when you can exhibit to, and somebody can understand that you know their pain, what's that worth?
Well, you can put dollar signs on it for sure. You have to. But in reality, there's unlimited potential there, right? Mm-hmm. And so if somebody down the street is offering $800, you're offering $850, I would argue it's like more like, can you offer $1,200? Like, what can you do for $1,200 versus $800, right? So it's no longer like, well, I'm going to get the same thing here as I would over there, so I'll just go save $50. No, it's like, well, why does he charge $1,200 or why is she charging $1,500 for this procedure? It's the experience, right? Mm-hmm. Like, is your experience better? So part of that, you know, when you have an experience, so as you are doing video for somebody who's going to be potentially a patient, like show off your experience. Like, you know, it's awful some of the ways that people are treated in medical practices. Like they're herded like cattle. Right? It's cold. The chairs are uncomfortable, right? The temperature sucks. The receptionist is cranky. You go in the room, there's wall hanging from 1972, right? The fluorescent light doesn't quite work and it's blinking at you and they don't give a crap, right? But if you have it like the waiting room, like we have, you know, minimal waiting times, like we see you within 5 minutes of walking in. We have a friendly receptionist. We have modern artwork, we have great lighting, it's a homey atmosphere, right? It's comfortable. Like that's worth $1,200 to somebody versus $800. Like it's no longer apples to oranges. I mean, it's no longer apples to apples, it's apples to oranges, right? So part of that is you're selling the experience. And the other thing that people buy, and this is so critical, Matt, is they buy into a process. What they don't want is, well, we're going to give you a shot and see what it takes. No, if you can be honest with them and say, look, it's going to take 3 procedures or it's going to take 6 procedures and this is how much it's going to cost. And I've got a guarantee, like if it doesn't work, you know, I am going to do this for you. That's a process that somebody could buy in, right? It's like, you know, nobody wants to go to an attorney who charges $800 an hour because you never know when the meter is going to run. You never know what's going to stop. All right. They want to know I'm part of a process. So if you can have an experience, if you can have a process and you could capture that in video, like the person down the street who's undercharging you can never outdo you because they can't mimic the experience that you have.
Yeah, it's so funny because that's exactly what I tell them, is that we're selling an end result and the process is what gets you the end result. It's not the injection, it's not the machine. And if you can marry 2, 3, 4 things together, then your competitor can never, quote unquote, replicate that. They may think they can, but they'll never be able to replicate it. So like with knee pain, right? So we're going to do PRP, we're going to do stem cell, we're going to do HRT, we're going to do shockwave, and we're going to do something from a supplement or a nutrition standpoint. Now, I have like 6 things and it's impossible for them to add it all up together. You can charge premium prices. I have clients that are charging and getting $25,000 for these kind of processes. And, you know, they never did $25,000 in a month.
Right.
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 I mean, and they'll only sell one or two of those. They'll sell a bunch of 12 or 15.
Sure.
But, right. I mean, it's that whole concept.
You and I come from a world where we pay special attention to those who are affluent, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, a really good business has a mix. Perry Marshall calls them espresso machines, right? Starbucks sells, you know, $5 cups of coffee all day long, but they sell a several $100 espresso machine. Well, why would you sell an espresso machine in a Starbucks store when you can get people to buy $5 at a time? Well, Starbucks figured out that people will still buy the coffee in the store and they'll buy the espresso machine just so that maybe at Christmas and family gatherings they could serve Starbucks espresso, right? So you need to be developing these espresso machines in your business because people want premium experiences. Now, you and I have had really high-end clientele. We work with a lot. Money is not the issue. The result is the issue.
Yep.
So if you have an executive who is in their mid-60s and, you know, she wants to keep her tennis game going, right? Like, and she needs to get over this knee pain. What is that worth to her? Well, if she owns her own company and she flies, you know, first class or private jet anywhere, why wouldn't she pay $25,000 for the best person to help her keep playing tennis?
Funny is we're doing an addition in the back, in the patio, right in the back, and it's a pretty big ticket item. And we wound up hiring the most expensive company because I didn't want any headache. And guess what happened?
Yes.
We had a headache, right? We had a couple of headaches.
Okay.
I said, we're all going to meet at 8:45 this morning. They all met at 8:45 this morning. We explained it. And he goes, I'll take care of it. No extra fee. It's done. It's handled. I understand. Right. Because you don't want the headache. You just don't want the headache.
Yeah, so you need to be putting that into your practice and you need to be sharing that as video, right? I know we're talking about an end solution here, but all of this needs to be put out there. And your competitors can't keep up with this. Like, imagine them trying to keep up with what you're doing in your practice if you're doing all these things. They're never going to figure out what it is. They're not going to go through the effort, right? Mm-hmm. And so part of this is like, how do we charge premium prices? How do we get premium clients? Well, you have a premium experience that delivers premium results. It's really an easy equation if you're good at what you do.
Yeah, and you are predisposing them to doing business with you because you have premium content that takes them through a story because – and I want to talk about this. So, you know, we talk about strategic storytelling. This is going to be, probably a little bit of a softball, but people buy stories, right? Talk a little bit about that, of why story is so important.
Well, story is foundational to our lives. Like probably the most famous storyteller of all time is Jesus, right? Like did he go, when he went and preached, all he did is he told stories. I don't care if you're a Christian or not. You know, Jesus told stories. He used parables. Why? Because people understand stories. They're wired for it. Like when we were kids, the favorite thing for most kids is they at bedtime, their parents read them a story. Once upon a time. Like it just creates this wash of emotion for people. They're wired for it. You know, why is George Lucas a multi-billionaire? Because he's once upon a time in a galaxy far, far away.
Far away.
Right.
And then he sold it for $4 billion to Disney.
Right. Okay. But why did that work? Because we're wired for stories. So it's not necessarily about like being great on video and being dynamic. Those are just basic things. But what's going to make you the money, what's going to win you the business is becoming good at telling stories. Mm-hmm. So one of the challenges I would have for the listeners and the viewers of this is start cataloging your stories. When I sat down to write the Facebook book, one of the challenges Perry gave me was like sit down and list your stories and practice them. Now those stories, as I do podcasts, like I can pull from that archive. Like I pull from my outline and go, oh, I need that story here. I need that story here. one of my favorite stories that I talk about, and this is going to be applicable to your viewers, is that we had a client that ran a chain of nationwide yoga studios. And, you know, this is kind of a basic thing. And it's funny, he's an older Jewish guy. He's kind of the hand-wringing, like, woe is me type of thing. And he was a really hard, crusty exterior, right? But a really good businessman. And after a few sessions with him, Brandon was able to connect with him in this way. He said, Rich, why did you start your first yoga school? And all of a sudden, like, his energy, like his shield went down, and he's like, 15 years ago, my mother had severe back pain. We went to what we thought was the best surgeon in the area, who gave her an operation, and he botched it. And she lost function, she lost mobility, and she died within 5 years. He said, had I known about yoga and alternative therapies, I not only could have saved her life, I could have extended her life by 20 more years. And he's like, I don't want that to ever happen to anyone else. So I want to make sure that so many people know about these therapies and these things that are alternatives to surgery. Now, This is a crusty, kind of just cantankerous Jewish guy who all of a sudden, like, he melted, and we captured this story on camera. Now, that is a story that gets people connected. Now, if you're a yoga teacher, and this was a recruiting video for yoga teachers, if you hear that and you can relate to that story, you're like, yes, like, that's why I did yoga. Okay. That's how you connect to somebody, right? That's how a story moves people. Like, stories are what politicians use, right? That's how they use to manipulate you. Like, we want to use it for good, right? We want to use stories for good. If you can genuinely serve people, I want you to catalog all your success stories. You could have an endless amount of content by talking about all the patients that you served over the years and what they're able to do. Okay, what was their problem? Why did they want to get it solved? And what does their life look like now?
Like, yeah, and it's that simple, right? What was the problem?
It is.
Right? That's how you tell the story, right?
Right.
People think you've got to be like this amazing George Lucas storyteller or Steven Spielberg. You know, you've clearly spent a lot of time around me. I tell stories all the time, but it's that same framework every single time.
It is. And here's what, like, you want to talk about how much you're an expert. Well, you could sit down and talk about, well, yeah, I put the needle here and we put the injection here. Like, people don't really want to know that, to be honest, right? They want to know, like, hey, like, who have you helped? How did you help them? And what are they able to do now? Mm-hmm. So, you know, Luke Skywalker was the reluctant hero, right? He was called into service and he saved, you know, the rebels from the evil empire. Like, that's what you do every day. All of you are Obi-Wan, right? You are going and you are taking these people and you're making heroes out of them. So you're the hero, but you're making your patients the hero. And so you just want to be talking all day long about, here's how this patient's life was terrible. All right. They couldn't play tennis anymore. They couldn't play with their grandkids. They couldn't walk around the block. They couldn't sleep at night. All right. We did blah, blah, blah. And now guess what? You know, Patty is now enjoying playing on the swings with her grandkids, right? Mm-hmm. Joe was able to walk around the block and talk to his neighbors and have coffee with them again. Like, those are the things that people want to hear, the success stories. That's what connects you, and that's what sets you up as an expert. Not that you, like, use the highest form of technology. And those are all things that you can kind of brag about to help stand you apart. But what's important is you are sharing your track record of turning people's lives around. That is the one thing that matters.
Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself, because I think the power of video, you know, some of the things I see, I try to explain this to people, is YouTube is the number two search engine in the world, right? And the statistics on it are, you know, one of the things I tell my clients to do is you should be on TV. And TV is relatively inexpensive. One of the reasons why you should be on TV is it drives a lot of people to your website. Well, on that website should be videos like this, or they'll go to your YouTube page, or they'll go to your Facebook page. And then it's really, TV is about the engagement. We would run TV at our clinics and we would just see an immediate spike in our web traffic. Now, we would see also immediate spike in our web leads, but those web leads all of a sudden started getting better quality because they were stalking us. They would hear our TV spot in the local market. And TV, by the way, is about as expensive as it is to advertise on Facebook these days. It's the cost has come down dramatically. You can zone target. There's all kinds of cool things you can do. But then what you're doing is they're going to your site and now they're watching your videos or going to your YouTube video. They're going to watch, like, we would have people come in and say, oh yeah, I've been going to your site and watching your stuff and reading your stuff for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months. And they walk in and they literally say, I'm ready to buy. Right? I know your story. I know the deal. I got it. I understand it. I've seen the testimonials. I want this fixed. How much? Literally, I've had those conversations.
Yeah.
And at that point, the price goes up. No. So always tack on 10% when they say that.
Right.
No, I don't do that. So yeah, it's an incredibly powerful tool.
That's the thing too, Matt, with advertising is sometimes advertising, you catch somebody at the right time, but most people aren't ready, especially for like a procedure. Like, it's an expensive procedure and it's going to involve some work. But there's a tipping point for everybody where the pain or the problem becomes so intolerable that they are ready for a solution. And you don't know when that is. So you got to make sure you're in front of as much as possible so that when they're ready, they're going to choose you. They got to remember you. So content marketing, video marketing is not just this short game. It's more of a marathon. It's a long play, right? And I guess the good thing, Matt, is like every video you put out there, everything you put on your website, it's just one more crumb for them to follow. All right. Mm-hmm. So if you're constantly putting content out, like your world just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And if you're a local provider, you have such an advantage over a national or global provider because you just get to blanket an area, right? It's shooting with a rifle versus a shotgun. Like you can absolutely blanket an area and dominate an area and just create an impenetrable fortress of content that completely sets you apart from anyone else who's a competitor.
You know, what's funny is, so I've known, you know, like I said, Bob and I have known each other since 2005. We've been business partners. We've done a lot of business together. We have the same circle of friends. Brandon was my webmaster. And I see your videos all the time on LinkedIn because I'm on LinkedIn all the time. It's a major area for me, right? So I see your videos all the time. I'm seeing them. And all of a sudden, I'm like, God, I got to get some people on the podcast. And all of a sudden, your video popped up. And I'm like, duh, right?
Duh.
Sent you a text and we booked it right then and there. But the thing is like, I know you, I know what you do. I've had you on other stuff before. I know Brandon. I mean, we have all the same friends, like our circles are very, duh, I forgot all about Bob. Right. And
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's just a great example of that. Even if you think you're well known, you just never know when that person is all of a sudden going to be ready. I mean, I literally remember it. I'm like thinking, God, I was on LinkedIn looking for people to have on the podcast and your video popped up and I went, dumbass. And there you go. I sent you the text.
Right.
So
yeah. And your prospects are just like that, right?
Yeah.
They may have been following you for 3 months. Life happens. It's 3 months down the line. And all of a sudden they're like, I got to get this fixed. And they go to Google and they start searching for a provider. They forgot you exist. Like you need to be there. All right. Again, it's not necessarily cheap to invest in these things. But if you charge premium prices, right, you can afford to do things your competitors can't. That's another reason to charge premium prices is you could blanket a market. We should talk a little bit, Matt. I know some people kind of have this apprehension about video. I want to talk a little bit of tactical things to kind of help them out. So
that'd be great.
The one thing that prevents most people from getting on camera is they don't know what to say. And so we have a really simple way to solve that problem is doing exactly what Matt and I are doing right now is Matt is interviewing me and I am creating content, right? Matt's going to be able to take this podcast. I'm going to be able to take this podcast. I'm going to be able to chop it up and use it as content, right? So you should be doing that. You should have people ask you questions. The worst thing you could do if you are not really comfortable on camera is to turn on a camera and start talking. If there's nobody else in the room, right? If there's nobody else in the room, your energy will shrink, right? The camera shrinks your energy. You're going to have this, like unless you're really, really polished, you're not going to create good video. So the one trick that you want to have is have somebody in the room that's running the camera that's asking you questions. And you should be answering that person's questions. So if you go to Feed Stories and take a look at a lot of our videos, like most of our videos, Matt, is we're talking to a director off camera. We never use a script. We never use a script. Scripts are for actors and newscasters, all right? Mm-hmm. When you run a script, it actually lowers your trust level because people believe like they're carefully scripting their words. I wonder why they're doing that. You actually lower your trust level. So you increase your trust level by being authentic and answering questions. So you should be having conversations with somebody either behind the camera or off camera. That is going to solve 90% of your problems is that you throw away the script, you work from a set of questions. Now, you can practice, you can have an outline, you know, you should be prepared. You should not be trying to memorize and recite things to a camera lens. It will never, never come out good for you unless you are completely like you went to acting school and some of those things. Funny story,
it's
Matt.
Almost like, go ahead.
A funny story. One of our clients runs an acting school and we thought this would be a slam dunk for his people to come on camera and they were scared of the camera. like two of the students had so much trouble turning the camera on. It was like hilarious. Like, are you kidding me? You're actors. But they didn't have a script. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. They're used to having a script. When they went off script, that's what threw them. So I thought that was funny. Like a script throws off normal people, but no script threw off the actors. It was hilarious.
If you know your market, right? If you have the Bill Clinton, you feel their pain or you understand their pain. And if you know your subject matter, you should be able to riff for 5 minutes on something without even thinking about it. Now, is it easier for me because I've been doing it and Bob because we've been doing this for 15 years? Absolutely, yeah. Right? It's just like it's easier for you to do that. Your 10,000th knee procedure is a lot easier than your first. But the key is to get started and just realize your first five may not be that great, right? But you're making the progress, right? You're getting things done. You're making the mistakes and you're going forward. And nobody remembers the mistakes. You just go back and cover the topic again.
Yeah. Now you and I are live right now. And I mean, we're recording this, but we're essentially live. So what's really cool, Matt, is video is forgiving because mm-hmm. you can edit video.
Yep.
That's the key thing. So if you don't like the way you say something, pause, say it again. Your editor will go in and take that take. Throw it away and put the good one in. That's the cool thing. Video is so forgiving in that way. Now, I would encourage people to do things like LinkedIn Live and Facebook Lives and things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, once you're really comfortable, that's a really good way to connect because, by the way, the platforms emphasize live videos, right? They're wired for that. When you go live, like Facebook's like, Matt Galoglia is live, right? LinkedIn goes, Matt Galoglia is live. Like they are blasting out to the network when somebody's live. So you want to have that as your mix once you're comfortable. But just mm-hmm. know that most of the video create is going to be edited. It's very forgiving. And so if you mess up, you stop and you say it again.
Do it again.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that easy.
Yep.
And it's really easy when you got somebody filming you. They could go, Matt, you could say that better. Or Matt, that was confusing. Can you say that again? Or, hey, you forgot to mention. You're like, oh, yeah. And then you repeat it back. So that is such a key. If you can do that, it's going to make your video so much more engaging.
I was going to say, can you then take these videos and use this like as the basis for articles or a book or something like that? Do a lot of your clients move in that direction?
Well, that was a leading question.
Well, I mean, I know you're used to being in the book business. I don't know if you're still writing books or not, but I mean,
no.
I have a book. I'm a big believer of book. You have books.
Yeah.
I mean, they're powerful tools.
Every piece of content, right? We call it using the whole pig. Like every piece of video content you use, right? So you're going to see when we create a video, like if I do an interview, I'm going to take this interview and I'm going to post snippets on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm going to post those snippets on LinkedIn. I'm going to transcribe the content and I'm going to turn it into blog posts. All right. Now, if you get enough content together, guess what? You have the makings of a book, right?
Yep.
So, you know, you want to put a little bit of foresight into that. But essentially, like every time you create something, you want to get that transcribed and then you want to massage it, make it, you know, more of a narrative. But like one video could like you could put it in so many places and use it so many ways, and you could present the same topic in different media and different ways, so that it's like hitting people from all different angles. So yeah, absolutely everything you create should be turned into, you know, different types of content, especially written. Now again, like I made this claim, Matt, that like everybody watches video, but people do read. People do read, and when they're in search mode, right? When they're researching, they're reading. But Google also enjoys reading your content and prioritizes your content when you are answering people's questions. So that's one of the reasons you want to do written stuff and put it on a blog, is so that Google notices you and gets you ranked in the search engines.
Yeah, it's to me, this is like, you know, it's so funny to see how this internet world has changed, right? And I think the big mistake a lot of people make is they just run ads. To me, running ads is like one of nine things that you can be doing. And it doesn't mean that they all have to be hard. This one thing that we're doing right now is turned into a podcast, goes on YouTube, snippets are done, posted on LinkedIn. We create emails out of it. This goes to my copywriter who writes, you know, she'll write 4, 5, 6 emails out of it. That leads to, like, it just creates, I do something once, and this is what I want my doctors to understand. You do something once, it's consumable in a lot of different ways. And it can be, you know, I've seen people take their podcasts and interviews like this and turn it into a best of book. It's just another simple way. Tim Ferriss did that. There's a book on my, you know, Tim Ferriss.
Matt, I'm looking at this. I'm looking at the same book. It's on my desk. That's exactly right how he wrote that book.
Yep. Yeah, look at this.
It's huge, look this, baby. Look at that.
It's freaking huge, and it's awesome.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's great.
It's one of my favorites. Yeah. All right. Well, what are some final thoughts here? I want to close this up and then give people a way to get in contact with you. They want to find out more. What are some final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, if we haven't convinced you by now to do video, then we probably, you know, it's probably not for you. like we're not trying to sell you on anything.
There's the takeaway. That's the takeaway, folks.
This works. Like, it works. I know not everybody's comfortable. Like, they don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they sound. But, like, people want to connect with you, and video is the way to connect to people. So dip your toe in the water. Like, again, one of the things we tell people is, like, if you're not really comfortable, do a bunch of video and then hit delete. Like, the more you do, the better you're going to be at it. Mm-hmm. And again, every piece of content that you put out there is just another crumb for people to follow. And the more you put out there, the more the web is bigger, the footprint is bigger, you're going to be drawing people in. And guess what? Like, if you make a commitment to, like, do one video a week or two videos a week, you turn around after 3 months or 6 months or a year, and, like, you've got 50, 100 new pieces of content, you're going to go back and go, wow, I never thought I could do that. So it's kind of like, you know, getting on a diet or, like, committing that, like, you just have to commit to do it, right? You put it in your calendar, you do it, it's an appointment, get it done, get it out there, and then move on with your day.
Yeah. And if they want to find you, they go to feedstories.com, right?
Yeah.
That's the site. Okay.
Yeah. Ton of free training there. We've got courses that could help people out if they want to do it themselves. We certainly have packages available to help people. We do traditional video shoots where we come in with the crew. Most of what we do, about 80% of what we do, closer to 90% of what we do, is all remote. It's webcam, iPhone, iPad, high quality video. You look on our site, you have no idea which ones are done remote, which ones are done in person. Yeah. We are walking around with literally, like, the most powerful, like, video camera that's ever been on the planet. And it creates amazing quality video. So you don't need anything more than that. So yeah, feedstories.com. We'd love to have a chat with you and share more of what we know.
And tell them Maddie Boy sent you.
There you go.
And, you know, if you go to Chicago, Bob will have Bob take you to Portillo's for a beef. And that's all you need to know, right, Bob?
Yeah, Portillo's just, I missed it, but Portillo's just got listed on the NASDAQ. You believe it?
And I can't believe I missed that IPO.
I totally missed it. A buddy of mine, like, put in $20 and went up to, I think it shot up to $50. I'm like, damn, I missed that one. Yeah, Portillo's is,
a Chicago icon for those of you that are not familiar.
It's a Chicago icon. Like, if you come to Chicago, you need to get a Chicago hot dog, no ketchup, right? You need to get a Chicago beef where they take the whole thing, they soak it in gravy and it literally drips all over you, and deep dish pizza. Like when Matt comes to Chicago, like his ring doesn't fit anymore. He swells up like a beast when he comes visits his family.
Yeah, it's rough. All right. Again, feedstories.com. Thanks, Bob, for taking the time. Always great to talk to you and share business ideas. And check out Bob and Brandon's work. They're quality guys. I can't speak enough of them. So thanks, everybody. Tune in next week for another episode of the Practice Profit System. And as always, check out our free book at srpmedicalmarketing.com/book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, take a moment and share it with your fellow medical professionals, or post a positive comment and rate it on wherever you just listen. Now, don't forget, you can get a copy of my book, The Anatomy of a Seven-Figure Medical Practice, for free. Just pay $7.95 in shipping and handling. Plus, you'll get over $1,197 in free bonus material. Simply go to srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. That's srpmedicalmarketing.com/book. Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.